Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The U.S. began its planned airdrops of food to Palestinians in Gaza Saturday. Democratic Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut tells ABC's This Week that President Biden should push for a long-term ceasefire. And in regards to the war,
to the extent the president is using additional leverage on Israel, he should do that for national security reasons, not for political reasons. These issues are too important to be dictated by the polls.
Aid groups say Gaza's on the brink of a humanitarian disaster and that aid drops are not enough. Former President Donald Trump won caucuses Saturday in Idaho and Missouri as he carries more momentum into Super Tuesday. Ski resorts plan to reopen today in California's Sierra Nevada region. The winds have died down, but more snow's expected. And crews in Texas still fighting the largest wildfire in the state's history, more than 1 million acres in the panhandle. There are concerns about the impact this fire's had on the cattle industry. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. President Biden's support for Israel's war in Gaza is costing him votes from Muslim, Arab American, and pro-Palestinian communities, if the results of the recent Michigan primary are any indication. More from Farah Siddiqui.
More than 100,000 people voted uncommitted in Michigan's presidential primary. An exit poll of over 500 Muslim voters was conducted by the Council on American-Islamic Relations. CARE's Government Affairs Director Robert McCaw says 94% of American Muslims who voted in the Democratic primary voted uncommitted.
It's a clear sign that our communities are organized. We're a political force in these states and other swing states, and we can tip the results in any election when it counts.
The exit poll found that potential third-party candidates are polling better than Biden, and if an election was held today, 40% of Muslim voters would prefer an unnamed other candidate. The poll also found 13% might vote for GOP frontrunner Donald Trump. The Biden administration has faced significant protests in Michigan. According to McCaw, the initiation of the Vote Uncommitted campaign was in protest of the president's reluctance to call for a ceasefire in Gaza. He says these voters weren't bluffing.
It's noteworthy that potential third-party candidates such as Dr. Cornel West are polling better than Biden with Muslim voters, while others like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Jill Stein are polling evenly with the president.
In response to the protest vote, Dearborn Mayor Abdullah Hamoud wrote on social media, "Today, thousands said enough. As American citizens and Michigan voters, we have made our voices heard at the ballot box. Now it is up to President Biden to listen to Michigan and do the right thing." I'm Farah Siddiqui. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
More changes for the Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis, where college players have been undergoing physicals and doing drills, except for USC quarterback Caleb Williams, who is expected to be the first pick by the Bears. Williams says, why share that information with other teams when you're number one overall? Meanwhile, the Milwaukee Journal reports that the Packers have asked the agent of running back Aaron Jones to agree to a restructured contract or possibly face being released in a couple of weeks. Running back A.J. Dillon is not expected to return and will become a free agent. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst.
Overall, I think our team is in good shape. I think we have a very strong roster, but you know, nothing's set in stone in this league, and we're going to bring in as many guys as we can to be competitive. And I would imagine that our roster will look a lot different than it did last year, like it always does from year to year. And we're excited about that.
As Packers GM Brian Gutekunst with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
For you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mix of clouds and sunshine today as breezy southeast winds turn to the southwest. See some gusts up around 35 miles per hour. A slim chance of rain in the afternoon. Highs in the middle 60s. Mostly cloudy and mid 30s overnight. Currently 49 degrees.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now, is to take a Kringle and go away?
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Today, young adults face big questions about their future. How will you make your mark? Do you want to be part of something bigger than yourself? Are you ready to learn new skills and make new friendships? Perhaps you have a dream that you're ready to make real. So, how will you make a mark with your future? As you embark on a journey toward finding these answers, the military can serve as a resource for providing help, information, and opportunities. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
Broadcasting from atop the water tower. Well, not really, but it sounds fun. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
AM 1400 WRJN.
Music of the stars. We're on the air till high noon. Worldwide, civicmedia.us. The music of Hollywood. McMurray. That's him on sex. Fred McMurray is actually from Quincy, Illinois and Kankakee, but his parents are from Wisconsin, Baraboo. To be specific, the music of the stars. Well, we'd celebrate some Hollywood music. Not only love songs are from love music, from movies. Here's a horror movie. Seriously. With a beautiful love song. That's Gary Miles, the movie Circus of Horrors, starring Anton Differing, 1960. Gary Miles.
When life doesn't seem worth a living, and you don't really care who you are, when you feel there is no one beside you, look for a star.
Music. Take her, she's mine.
Thank you.
first Sunday of March on The Music of the Stars, Julie London. The month of St. Patrick, where the holiday is more celebrated here than it is in Ireland. Go figure. And the first month that we see spring. Here's Julie London. Song written just for her.
Melancholy March, your gloom is showing, your winds are blowing across the sky. Melancholy March, your clouds are crying, your trees are sighing as though they'll die. I know you're late for winter's day, too early for any spring. So we stand hand in hand, waiting for anything. Melancholy March without a season, you have no reason or rhyme to be. Melancholy March, meet melancholy.
Just for Julie. Jackie Gleason.
Melancholy serenade. Every time I hear it play, right out of space, your haunting face appears. There were other serenades, broken promises you made. Why must I pay day after day with tears? Alone in my room, the ghost of you. Alone in the gloom, once more I'm close to you. Melancholy serenade, as the music starts to fade, I feel your kiss and then you disappear. Thank you. serenade. As the music starts to fade, I feel your kiss, and then you disappear.
Jackie Gleason wrote so many songs. Here's Nat Cole on the Music of the Stars.
And hear the story of the blues in all its glory. Gather round and I'll
Garden, Lynn Lee Jones and Company. Okay, Spike, if you will. Spike, if you won't. Music of the Stars on the Civic Media Radio Network.
No, John. It's best that we part, John. You have another wife, and I have another husband, and he has another wife, and she has another husband. It isn't the simplest sort of arrangement, is it? No, after all our years of wedded bliss, it's off to St. John. We must think of the child. After all, we do have a child. And he has a child, and the child has another wife, and she has another husband, and he has a child, and that child, John, is our child. I must go away somewhere and figure this thing out. Auf Wiedersehen, John. Auf Wiedersehen. What about?
That March comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb. Now here to reply is our chief meteorologist, John Belushi, with a seasonal report.
Thank you, Chevy. Well, another winter is almost over, and March, true to form, has come in like a lion and hopefully will go out like a lamb. At least that's how March works here in the United States. But did you know that March behaves differently in other countries? Norway, for example, March comes in like a polar bear and goes out like a walrus. Or take the case of Honduras, where March comes in like a lamb and goes out like a salt marsh harvest mouse. Let us compare this to the Maldive Islands, where March comes in like a wildebeest and goes out like an ant. A tiny little ant about this big. Unlike the Malay Peninsula, where March comes in like a worm-eating fern bird and goes out like a worm-eating fern bird. In fact, their whole year is like a worm-eating fern bird. Or consider the Republic of South Africa, where March comes in like a lion and goes out like a different lion. Like one has a mane and one doesn't have a mane. Or in certain parts of South America, where March swims in like a sea otter, then it slithers out like a giant anaconda. There you can buy land real cheap, you know? And there's a country where March hops in like a kangaroo and stays a kangaroo for a while, and then it becomes a slightly smaller kangaroo. Then for a couple days, it's sort of a cross between a frilled lizard and a common house cat. Wait. Then it changes back into a smaller kangaroo, and then it goes out like a wild dingo. Now, it's not Australia. Now, you'd think it would be Australia, but it's not. Now, look, pal! I know a country where March comes in like an emu and goes out like a tapir, and they don't even know what it means. All right? Now, listen, there are 9 different countries where March comes in like a frog and goes out like a golden retriever. But that's not the weird part. No, the weird part is the frog. The frog part is... The weird part is...
Dry, my love, since you've been gone, I haven't shed a tear. I'll never cry, my love, though every day seems like 100 years. For I'm just a fool who when I'm alone, I can hear the sound of rain in my heart, of the tears that I hide, and it tears me apart, 'cause I keep them inside. Sound of the rain in my heart.
We had beautiful weather here for this weekend, mostly sunny skies and highs in the upper 80s. Overnight tonight, partly cloudy, mild, with those temperatures dropping down into the mid 70s. Now we've got some big changes here for the upcoming work week. Starting tomorrow, we're going to have a volcanic eruption right near Charlottesville, and it's going to make things rather toasty across the area. We're going to see lava spill out into central Virginia and make temperatures in Richmond at 350 degrees, Fredericksburg at 345, Charlottesville, the hot spot, at 400. Not as hot off towards the tidewater. A little bit more comfortable with highs near 100 degrees. The reason why, we're going to have tidal waves moving in ahead of this, a global superstorm developing off towards the Atlantic Ocean. This thing is headed our way, but the key to the forecast, right before this thing makes landfall, it is going to be deflected by Godzilla. Now, a lot can change between now and then. We're looking at the latest data. We'll continue to bring you the very latest. I do want to encourage you, though, that if you ever do see a sleeping coyote, do not wake it. Bad idea. Okay. Here's the forecast. Volcano 350 there for Monday. Global superstorm on Tuesday. We could see maybe about one 200 inches of rainfall, wind gusts up to 1,000 miles an hour. Godzilla Wednesday, I'll be honest, I have no idea what's going to happen on that day. After that, though, how about this to finish off the work week? Low humidity, lots of sunshine, with highs in the upper 80s heading into next weekend.
What's your name, honey?
Pablo.
Certainly can.
Chico.
Certainly can.
Miguelito.
Pablo. Chico. Miguelito.
Oh, can.
Say here under weather report, it say a front of warm air is moving in from
where?
Jamaica. Moderately high barometric pressure will cover the northeast and the deep south. Small danger of
what?
Fruit frost. Hot and humid nights can be expected.
Hey, Benson, 95. Waterloo, 97. San Domingo, 99.
Tropical heat wave. The temperature's rising. It isn't surprising. You certainly can. Can I started this heat wave?
Yeah.
And in such a way that the customers say that I certainly can. G, anatomy makes the mercury rise to 93.
Yesterday, Tom Skilling announced his retirement after 45 years at WGN.
That's right. So this morning, we're going to be taking a look at some of his most memorable moments.
Oh, the weather out.
What to do when I'm like this?
many amazing moments throughout the years. He started in August of 1978, and he's going to be retiring at the end of February. So many tributes to come for Tom, but made the announcement yesterday.
Music sweet, captivate your mind. We have this funny song, this fun of the gotcha. So we got we feeling hot, hot, hot. Feeling hot, hot, hot. Oh, Lord.
Piazzadora. Now that Piazzadora. Can sing.
Walking along the street, or you're at a party.
There he is, girls.
Excuse me. Isn't that snot on your shoe?
Snot? Oh, Austin! You gotta be here someplace. I'll stay here, you check the wings.
That this could be the start of something big. There's no.
Oh, no. Not him again. Please, God.
Who knows what's written in that magic book? Discover at the gate, my friend. Invite him in without a second look. You're watching the sun come up. Now count your mind.
Oops.
Police Squad. We're here to prevent a disaster.
You're too late for that.
Yeah. this, I know the signs, and I know what to do. It's a highway that I have traveled through before. Can wake up and sing. Nothing bores me now. I enjoy everything.
To say goodbye. Cy Coleman wrote that. I'm Lou Regani. It's a pleasure and an honor to be back on the air. Both pleasure and honor. Thank you for listening. Next Sunday, more of the same, more towards Hollywood and the Academy Awards, and a few surprises on the music of the stars.
I hold your memory. You linger in my dreams when day has flown, and through the lonely night I'm not alone. And when people care as you and I, no sadness in the word goodbye, because you're always in my heart, my friends. Wherever you may be, I never far away from me.
Good night.
This is the Civic Media Radio Network, and we're worldwide at civicmedia.us. Stations all over the Badger State carrying the program, and others tomorrow morning, Don Rosen, 6 till 8 Central. This has been our closing theme for three decades. I have to tell you, the guys who wrote it, I'm not making this up, Alan Roberts and Robert Allen. What's the chance of that happening? Anything can happen on the Music of the Stars, and will find out tomorrow and all week long and on Sundays. 7 to noon Central Time. And until we meet again next Sunday, I'm Lou Regani. Keep your dreams alive and reach for the stars.
Listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.